It's amazing to be in this position, daunting in many ways too, but, you know, just to be mentioned, I think, in the likes of, you know, the Unses and the Andretti's and Foyt, you know, is just mind-boggling for myself, you know. It's pretty cool to look back and reminisce, and we just had the ring ceremony at the race shop, so, you know, I think this is a nice spot to remember how we got here and what we do and what we're here to do. Hi, I'm Scott Dixon, six-time IndyCar champion and reigning champion with Chip Ganassi Racing, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on the line the reigning and six-time NTD Data IndyCar Series champ. He is an Indy 500 winner, Rolex 24 at Daytona winner, undeniable, all-time great, one of the biggest stars in racing today. He is the driver of the number 9 PNC Bank Honda for Chip Ganassi Racing. Scott Dixon, welcome to WGN.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much for having me on.
It's great to have you on. It's an exciting time right now as the season starts. Drivers, teams, fans look forward to what it can mean, not only for the season, but in the big picture. And for you, the picture is bigger than basically anywhere else. You know, rarefied air, you have the opportunity to pass Mario Andretti for series wins, to tie AJ Foyt for most series championships. Are there thoughts about that? Where, you know, Mario Andretti in a recent interview said that you should be considered, of course, we mentioned it in the intro, an all-time great. Does that come into your mind while you're on the track?
Definitely not. You know, I think it's been an interesting probably 4 or 5 years. I think as we've, you know, kind of closed in on some of these records and been in a very fortunate situation with a great team that, you know, enables you to, you know, win these races. And as we've been creeping up, you know, and just to be mentioned, I think, in the likes of, you know, the Unses and the Andretti's and Foyt, you know, is just mind boggling for myself, you know, coming from New Zealand and first coming to America when I was maybe 18 or something and being with, you know, Chip Ganassi Racing for the past, you know, sort of 20 years. You know, it's pretty cool to look back and reminisce, and you know, currently at the moment we just had the ring ceremony here in Indianapolis at the race shop, and all the team members got their, you know, championship rings today. So, you know, I think this is a nice spot to remember how we got here and what we do and you know, what we're here to do, and obviously with the week kicking off for the first race of the 2021 season, is definitely a great time to, you know, kind of remember that and make sure that we can, you know, truck on after another, you know, this year. So yeah, I don't know, for me it's amazing to be in this position, daunting in many ways too, but, you know, you got to capture the moment when you can.
Well, and capturing it, you will. You're only 40 years old. Mario Andretti was 53 when he got his last Indy Series win. So much time there, and it's the time for the season to start. The Indy Grand Prix of Alabama is coming up at Barber Motorsports Park. You've had seasons where you've won out of the gate. You've had some where there's a slower start, but 16 consecutive seasons for a win. Is there any pressure for Scott Dixon to start any certain way, or you figure, hey, I'll just be me and it'll work out?
There's always immense pressure, and you know, I think last year was the first time ever I'd led from, you know, start to finish in a championship, and you know, we've definitely, I think our team kind of had the MO for, you know, having a bit of a slower start and then, you know, ramping up through the summer months and really crushing it towards the end. So, you know, for us, we will take it any which way. You know, championship's a championship, and you know, it definitely makes it a bit easier to start strong. But, you know, even last year we had, you know, almost a whole race or two race lead, I think, at one point, that dwindled pretty quickly. So, you know, the championship can be a funny one. The fight can be, you know, very tough throughout the season. And that's why, you know, an NTT IndyCar Series championship always comes down to the wire, which is, you know, makes it very tough. But, yeah, I don't know. You know, we'll off-season testing has gone pretty well. You know, it's been hard because a lot of teams haven't tested together, so it's hard to know where you kind of stand. This year has obviously changed a bit, as last year did with the pandemic as well. Normally we start at St. Pete, you know, we're starting at Barber Motorsports Park. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see, you know, how we hit the ground, and hopefully we hit the ground running hard, and not just with the 9 car and PNC Bank car, but, you know, obviously with all four Chip Ganassi cars, we need to, you know, we all need to be earning points and making sure that we can all be in the championship fight.
You mentioned Chip Ganassi Racing, one of the great iconic sports organizations in all of motorsports. So much success, but it's kind of like a chicken and egg. You know, obviously great drivers driving great make for success, but the importance of that team and leadership is also essential. So what do you think it is? Do you think it's one of those greater than the sum of the parts things, or do you think that great drivers gravitate to organizations that are stable? You know, where do you put it as far as, like, what is the most important element, or is it greater than the sum of the parts together?
Yeah, I think it as always, it comes down to the people. You know, it's never one single person, you know, that defines a team or an entity. And, you know, it's one of the biggest things, you know, I learned, you know, growing up as a kid in New Zealand was that, you know, if you're going to be in a team sport, you know, everybody has to, you know, give it 110%. And you know, I think we have probably the most competitive person I know leading this team and Chip Ganassi, you know. So he gets real mad when we don't win, and we all do, you know, because we're in the sport of winning. And if you're not winning, you're not going to be around for too long. So I think it's really important to have that from the top. You know, I've been in other teams in junior categories and other teams at this level that, you know, don't have that environment. And I noticed that when I walked through the doors here in 2002, you know, I was, you know, a little bit afraid of it, you know, but it definitely makes you step up to the plate and make sure that you extract everything that you can. But it also inspires you, you know, and you know, even in the talks that Chip had today, you know, in front of the whole team, you know, I think those are the uplifting moments. And you know, you got to strike while, you know, you have this moment in front of you. So, you know, I think it's 110% about the people that you work with, and that everybody has the common goal. And definitely with Chip Ganassi Racing, that common goal is winning.
It's a business as well, and I think more so as those successful organizations obviously partner up with successful sponsors. And well, in motorsports, sponsors is more important, I think, than any other major sport, not only because, you know, they're there and it's present, but also the role that they play. And PNC has been an incredible sponsor for you and for racing. So let's talk about the paint scheme, the logo for Grow Up Great, and what you're going to do. This has been a great partnership. It's great to have logos, and obviously on the business side, it always works. But when you can have a partner that actually partners with the community, with kids, it's even better. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, you know, it's not about just putting a sticker on a car and, you know, paying for, you know, a portion of the season or anything like that. You know, I think it's become so much more. And, you know, PNC has been a fantastic, you know, partner that got it from the get-go, you know, and it's why they're doing so well in business, you know, full stop. But, you know, the partnerships like this and Grow Up Great has been phenomenal. You know, I think a lot of these, you know, entities try to push on that, but you know, what I think, you know, PNC does with their community outreach programs and Grow Up Great and, you know, I think installing, you know, education from the start, you know, and making it fun and having, you know, these, you know, role models to look up to. And, you know, that's where I have the fun too, you know, is that I get to, obviously in COVID times it's a little bit different because you're doing it virtual, but, you know, going to these schools and local communities, you know, where PNC is and where these races are, you know, throughout the season and, you know, talking to kids about what they want to be and who they can inspire to be. You know, maybe some of them want to be race car drivers. Maybe some of them want to be lawyers and anything like that, you know. So, you know, to go and reach these people and the outreach that I think that PNC has done with Grow Up Great and, you know, helping not just the kids prepare for life and education, but also, you know, the teachers and everybody involved. So for me, it's been a lot of fun. And I think it's, you know, it's a great outreach program that they have.
It's one of those things too, as you have that success on the racetrack. And that's what people have said is all Scott Dixon does is win and be a really great guy. Is that something as we let you go? And as you get out there on the track starting the season is when you get with sponsors as you want them, of course, as a father, you know, as part of a family, is that you can have those outlets with the sponsors that allow you to go out there and kind of be yourself and kind of flex your muscle there.
I think it's extremely important, you know, and being, you know, a father of young children, you know, you can see, you know, what and how that can change or mold or, you know, just put your children in different directions that can change their lives, you know. So for me, it's super important. And obviously for PNC, the Grow Up Great program has been and will be running a different livery for, you know, the first two races, which will be in the month of April, you know, and the driver suit and all that thing kind of changes too. So, you know, it's cool that they've pushed it, you know, this year and we're going to see more of it and the outreach program will expand throughout the season as well. So I personally see it, you know, to be one of the most important things that we do throughout the season.
Yeah, and we're going to see, and of course, lots of fans be excited as the start of the season. And best of luck to you, Scott Dixon, as you get out there racing for that 7th IndyCar Series champion in the Grow Up Great program, where some of those kids are going to grow up great and also grow up to be Scott Dixon fans too, right? So, Scott, we'll let you get back to it. A lot to do, and thanks so much for jumping on the show today.
Anytime. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, so we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk with Scott Swanson. He is the PNC Bank Regional President for Illinois. We're going to go a little deeper into the Grow Up Great program, PNC Banks, and of course, we'll talk a little bit of racing, so keep it here. It's Dane on 720 WGN.
This is something that PNC looks to do by leading by example, but actually to draw others in and to inspire others to do the same, because it's when we all collaborate together to invest in our neighborhoods, to ensure we're giving every child great opportunity in school and in life, that we all succeed. Hey, this is Scott Swanson with PNC Bank, and I'm on the road with Dane on WGN.
I won't give up, no, I won't give in until I reach the end, and then I'll start again.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, and on the line with us, we just talked with reigning IndyCar Series champ Scott Dixon. As people see him out on the track and, of course, on the podium in the winner's circle, they also see PNC Bank, and this is something that they see in their neighborhoods here in the Chicagoland area on a regular basis. And one thing I love about PNC is that not only do they do cool stuff, whether it's with the Bears or even thoughtful stuff in the community with the mobile banking and, of course, racing, right, at its highest level, lucky now. I don't want to say lucky now. It's so fortunate you get great teams and great sponsors, but winning those championships. And a guy who's going to tell us a little bit more about the Grow Up Great program is the regional president for Illinois for PNC Bank, Scott Swanson. Scott, welcome to WGN.
Well, thank you, Dane. Great to be here.
So it's a fortunate thing. You know, in the sponsor world, you never can guarantee what's going to happen. You hope for the best, and you hope for a little bit of exposure, and you hope to identify and align your brand with other great brands and drivers in sports. But it doesn't get any better, right, when you've got a guy who is as thoughtful and just a quality individual as Scott Dixon. It doesn't hurt. You know, he's won 6 IndyCar championships.
Yeah, no, we are so excited to have the opportunity to partner with Scott Dixon and Chip Ganassi Racing, and obviously having the number 9 PNC Bank Honda heading out to the racetrack again to start the season this weekend. And Scott really does emulate the values that we espouse in all that we endeavor. And so having him as a partner and enjoying the success that he's realized, in fact, even winning 2 of the last 3 years as we've been partnering together, has just been both fortunate, exciting, and something that we've enjoyed leveraging, particularly having Scott involved.
Yeah, and from the sponsorship standpoint, and we know, and of course, the listeners and fans know that racing is a lot about logos from all different companies, from every kind of walk of business that is out there. And so sometimes that's as far as the relationship goes, as it goes with, you know, whatever kind of financial arrangement and a sticker on the car. But with PNC, and of course, people here, Chicago Public Schools and with the Bears, they understand that you go a little bit deeper. Is that something unique in business, and talk about PNC's commitment to that kind of thing? When you write that check, you become that sponsor, you also ask for a little bit more. You make that sponsorship work.
Well, we do. I mean, we really do look for sponsorship relationships and opportunities that really align our brands with people and organizations that are passionate and share core values on, you know, kind of bringing together diverse, high-performing teams and how they empower them or to try to overcome obstacles in the community together. And so it is not coincidence. It's really a planned effort. And so with organizations like Chip Ganassi Racing and Scott Dixon, you know, his team really represents that kind of organization and family that really teams up to win, but also really looks for ways in terms of their challenging themselves to be better, to be more innovative, really drive a culture where, you know, diverse talents across the organization really drive and fuel their success. And that's what we endeavor to do every day in the organizations that we partner with. And it obviously it's that great way to combine both, I think, good business and great opportunities to have a positive impact in the communities around us.
I think it's a win-win. I see this as, and maybe this is part of your leverage and negotiation for the arrangement, but you're taking Scott Dixon and Chip Ganassi Racing to places that they might not go either, and kind of bringing them into the schools and sort of raising and kind of growing that sport and certainly that fan base. So for Grow Up Great, talk a little bit about how it works. What happens? We know the star power of Scott Dixon, and we know what PNC does, but how does Grow Up Great, how does it happen?
Well, yeah, you know, Grow Up Great, you know, the backdrop of Grow Up Great, it's a $500 million multi-year bilingual initiative that we started back in 2004 to really help prepare children from birth to age 5 for success in school and in life. But a big part of that is really volunteerism, the way that we get our employees involved and our partners involved, like Scott Dixon. And so Scott has actually been involved in one of the programs we have, which is called the Great Readers Initiative. And so in this environment where we haven't had the opportunity to meet directly with children in the classroom, we've created a great virtual program where, you know, our partners like Scott have had the opportunity to actually read to preschool children and really help to connect. And with somebody like Scott Dixon, you know, his involvement in that really helps to inspire young children. He is very thoughtful as a father himself and really gets very passionate about those opportunities. It also helps to support schools, give teachers a break, and really help to inspire children. We've done that also with our employees. In fact, in Chicago alone, we are just now hitting over 3,000 minutes of virtual reading time to preschool children throughout the Chicagoland area to over 100 preschool programs, which we think really helps to drive that connectivity, helps to inspire, helps in the classroom, helps teachers. So yeah, it's just been fantastic.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's going to pay dividends down the road, not only just in the community and having kids grow up great, right? And also, too, is understanding just that role. I think, have you had, and before we let you go, let the listeners know we're talking with Scott Swanson. He is the PNC Bank Regional President for Illinois. As your contemporaries in the business world, and you talk with them, and they're excited about, maybe a little envious, right, about some of the cool relationships that you have in the sports world, do they ever provide any kind of inspiration with, like, that's really great, where you see yourselves not only impacting kids and schools, certainly your customers, but maybe other businesses, inspiring them to do the same?
Well, yeah, I think we have a great platform and opportunity to show through our efforts the importance of early childhood education. And so we have tried to inspire. You know, I think for us, particularly in a community like the Chicagoland community, with so many children who need that additional support, that effort, I think the business community has a great opportunity to help to invest in our children at the earliest ages of development. And this is something that PNC looks to do by leading by example, but actually to draw others in. And so through partnerships like Scott Dixon and Chip Ganassi Racing and others, as you'd highlighted with the Chicago Bears, you know, we're using and working with these organizations to inspire others to do the same, because it's when we all collaborate together to invest in our neighborhoods and in some of the most challenged communities to ensure we're giving every child great opportunity in school and in life that we all succeed.
We hope that you can, and of course, all of the fans hope this inspire the Bears to be better too. That would be one thing, but also leading by example, not only in the business community, but also on the track with Scott Dixon. Excited for this weekend, kicking it off. Congratulations on the Grow Up Great program. And Scott Swanson from PNC Bank, thanks so much for all you guys are doing, right? And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thank you, Dane. Greatly appreciate the opportunity. I won't give up. No, I won't.